The men's suit, the jacket completed. All right, now we're going to be talking about a number of the details on the men's suit that you should be looking at. So let's first talk about sleeve buttons. Now, you're going to see anywhere from 1 to 4 buttons. And it used to be, I would say even 15 years ago, that you could tell a quality jacket immediately, something that had been custom made, as it would have working sleeve buttons. And the reason that this was a signal of quality is that you can only adjust working sleeve buttons probably about, I would say, 3/4 of an inch. So most off-the-rack manufacturers, they wouldn't do this because they needed to be able to adjust close to 2 inches because of the variance of arm lengths of different men that they were trying to fit. Now, things have changed. I would have to say we've really seen a renaissance of a lot of made-to-measure manufacturers out there, and even the higher-end retailers, they realize it's probably better, and it shows a little bit more quality, to create something and maybe even have different types of lengths out there, and to have this because so many men are starting to look for it. So now you can walk into some of the really nice menswear stores such as Brooks Brothers, and you're going to find something that's off the rack that actually has working sleeve buttons. And if it can't fit you, then they're probably going to point you to a different style. But I think the theory behind this is that they've realized that they could get really close, and yes, they're not going to be able to appease every man, but the few men that they can point in a different direction or maybe even have a style. And there are other things that you can do. Actually, there is a costly alteration. You can take the entire sleeve off and put on a new sleeve or shorten the sleeve up at the top. So that is a way, but in general, I like to make all of my jackets with working cuff buttons. And the way we do this, obviously, is everything we make is custom, but it's something that I know that even on a first jacket with a gentleman, I'll take a number of sleeve measurements, including I'll ask him to measure one of his best fitting jackets. And I know we can get super close, even on the first garment. So worst case, I've got to adjust maybe 1/2 inch. Now, there have been, you know, cases, again, that's how I know about taking the sleeve off, in which, you know, we do have to adjust a little bit more, but that rarely happens. And I would say if you go to a good custom house, it's not going to be an issue. They're going to be able to get within 1/2 inch to where it needs to be, and then they can adjust. And the reason, again, is you want about, I would say about 1 inch from that last button to the end of the sleeve. Now let's talk about the difference between having 1 button and having 4 or even 5 buttons. I personally, on my sports jackets, I like to have less buttons. It's just, to me, it signifies a more casual look. Now the 4 buttons I like to have on all of my suits, I would say they're at the end of the day, the more buttons you have, technically the more of your sleeve you should be able to show. And the reason they were there historically is so that a gentleman could roll up his sleeves if he had to work with his hands and not worry about his jacket getting dirty. I mean, we take it for granted that how easy it is to do laundry and to get things clean nowadays, but there was a time period when it was a pain in the backside. And it was just one of those things that was very functional. And if you were a doctor, if you were a field surgeon, if you were an officer, and you were going to have to get your hands dirty, or you were going to be simply washing them for a meal, you could roll up your sleeve and really get down in there and wash your hands without worrying about getting your cuffs all wet. Jacket pockets. Moving on from the sleeves, let's talk about the different types of jacket pockets. We're first going to talk about the pockets on the outside of the jacket. So the normal ones that we see here in North America are, you know, they're 180 degrees horizontal, and they don't have any slant to them, and you're going to see one on each side. Now, ticket pockets are something when a lot of men see, they don't know what to think about them. Ticket pockets are inherently more casual. I recommend them for sports jackets and a suit that's in a fabric or a suit that's going to be a more casual suit. Ticket pockets, again, 15 years ago, you rarely saw them on any type of jacket. Nowadays, they're really becoming popular and you're seeing them on a number of off-the-rack manufactured suits. A ticket pocket, historically, was just that. It was made to hold a ticket whenever a man was going on a train or going through public transportation. Nowadays, it's more of just a small little detail that people can pick up on when they look at a jacket. Now, flap pockets, they're pockets that are sewn into the jacket, and on a good quality suit, you should be able to tuck in those flaps, and it should be able to give it a jetted look. On black tie, as you would imagine, we would see no ticket pocket, and you could actually take those flap pockets and tuck them in and give your tuxedo a sleeker look. Now, let's talk about some other types of pockets. There are also diagonally cut flap pockets known as hacking pockets. They're somewhat less common, especially in the United States. You do see them in the UK and other parts of Europe. They derive from the English riding gear, and they're more prominent on bespoke suits from English tailors, particularly those traditionally associated with riding clothing. I think that they're a little bit less formal than the traditional straight horizontal pocket, but at the end of the day, it's a very small detail. I've got clients, they like to do this simply because it allows them to stand out with, it's a very small detail. And it's something that it doesn't really detract so much from the formality as long as it's the only thing you're changing up on the suit. Now let's talk about the inside of the jacket. Inside pockets, you're going to find those. Most of the times, a jacket's going to have at least one inside pocket on the left-hand side. You will, on more jackets nowadays, see them both on the right and the left side. Below them, they're also going to have maybe a little pocket for a pen. And then in the bottom area, either on the right or left side, for a smaller pocket, perhaps for business cards. If you're getting a jacket custom-made, you can have any type of pocket configuration in there that you can imagine. I've had clients come in and request cigar pockets. I've had clients request hidden pockets to hide money in. So really, it's up to you and your imagination. I've even seen some more modern jackets that are adjusted for musical devices, such as the iPhone. So you can actually see, they've got a clear material which you can actually see your screen and be able to touch through it and not even have to take it out of your jacket. The one thing I would say to be careful with is the type of pen that you put in your jacket. You do not want to have a pen leak on the inside of your jacket, because if you're lucky, it won't go through and it won't ruin the entire front of the jacket. Worst case, or if you're lucky, you're just going to have to either replace the inside of the jacket, which is a very costly fix. So be very careful with the type of pens you put in there. I prefer, if you're going to use one, use a ballpoint, not one that could release ink everywhere. Finally, jacket vents. Three types of common vents out there. You're going to see the double vent, or also known as the side vents. You're going to see the single vent, and you're going to see no vent. No vent, traditionally more with the Italian suits. And the great thing about the no vent is it can fit closer around the hips. And so for a man with perhaps a little bit wider in the hip area, it can ensure that the jacket hugs him around that area and reduces the apparent size of his hips versus them flaring out. The single vent, that is probably the most common vent on the planet. And the reason being is it's the least expensive to manufacture. Because it's the least expensive to manufacture, you're going to see almost every off-the-rack manufacturer using them. Now, the single vent, it tries to get the best of both worlds. It derives from the riding jacket. The idea was that it would allow the fabric to fall on both sides of the horse as a man was riding the horse. I particularly don't like them. I think they only work for a few different body types, when the double vent, the side vent, is my favorite. And the reason being, it's actually one of the most expensive ones to manufacture. It uses a little bit more fabric. It takes a little bit more time. But at the end of the day, it is the most flattering to the most number of body types. It allows a man to put his hands in his pocket and not expose his backside. When you do that with a single vent, you're going to expose your backside. Little things like that. The double vent, to me, it's just the best of both worlds. Lapel buttonholes. So a last bit of trimming concerns the lapels. Most jacket lapels include a buttonhole on the left side, roughly an inch below the gorge, which is generally sewn shut. Now, you can easily open it up, simply take it to a tailor and have them, or ask somebody that you know that is pretty good with a needle and thread. You don't want to just cut it unless it looks like it's been sewn very well around there. But basically, by opening up this buttonhole, it allows you to properly wear a boutonniere, a flower in the lapel. You don't see this very often. It's something that a lot of men are, well, they just don't know how to handle it. But wearing a flower in the lapel has a storied history. If you look at World War I, whenever French soldiers were heading off to combat, they had flowers pinned onto their lapels. Look at Remembrance Day and a number of other military events. What do we give? What do we put on people's graves? We put flowers. Because I think flowers, they symbolize the fleeting aspect of beauty. And so with that, we're going to go ahead and end up our talk about men's suits. I'm going to talk about them throughout other chapters. But I'll see you in the next section.